Yes, kia ora. Welcome back to RDU 98.5. It is 9:05 a.m. exactly right now. And I tell you what, I'm very, very delighted to be talking to my next guest. Having never toured New Zealand before, they are about to do a tour of their brand new EP. It's called Tales of the Yeti. I'm talking to the wonderful South Summit right now. Good morning, guys.
Good morning. How are we?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you guys?
Awesome. Good. We're good. We're stoked to obviously be over here for our first international tour. We're all the way from Perth, so we're on the other side of the, if not further than the water, so it's pretty crazy just to, yeah, it's a real feeling. We've been here for about a couple of days now and yeah, just taking everything in.
Yeah, now you haven't actually started the tour yet, have you?
No, we're in the middle of it, I think.
Oh, are you? Oh, gosh. In that case, how have you found New Zealand so far?
Very beautiful, I think, for all of us. For me and my brother, where it's our first time being back home, this is where our roots are. So, but for as a band as a whole, it's our first time being here, and it's our first kind of international show. So, we found ourselves. We've just been taking everything in, just grounding ourselves, I guess. And you know, it's been a really good experience so far. It's been about 2 days, so we're just taking it all in and just having a bit of fun. So. Yeah, it's good.
We're in beautiful Auckland. Yeah.
Auckland beautiful. Oh, God. Yeah, they're so arrogant up there. They already think it. No, I'm kidding. That's so mean. Yeah, I'm really glad you touched on it, that you do have Whakapapa here in New Zealand. Yep. So what's it been like kind of exploring and embracing that?
Oh, it's been cool. It's obviously, like, coming from Perth as well, we've only just got our immediate family there, so coming over here, it's a culture shock as well when we see people we don't even know and they come up and say, yeah, we're from the same iwi and stuff, and it kind of has a bit of appreciation, you know, when we everyday people you see is like our family as well. It's pretty cool, and especially in Christchurch, the actual venue we're playing at, Loons Bar, it's 5 minutes from our marae in Rapaki, so we're going to go check that out. We've got the day coming up. Going to try. Our mum's actually over with us too, so she wants to see us meet all the family and stuff, so it's pretty cool.
Oh, that is so heartwarming. And you're absolutely going to love the marae and the surrounding area. Like, my God, is it beautiful. You're going to love it so much. But let's get into the tour a little bit. Yep. Tales of the Yeti. Tell me about this EP.
Tales of the Yeti. It's been, so we started recording at the end of last year. So it's been a big project we've had. We've worked really hard to put it out and stuff like that. So now that it's finally out, we're finally touring it. We can finally play the shows live in front of everyone and hopefully they know all the words and stuff.
Yeah.
Tales of the Yeti, it's really about South Summit, you know, being the mountain. It's really being that myth on the mountain and that everyone wants to explore. So we kind of explored the idea of having that Yeti as our kind of mascot and our kind of thing, that real mysterious kind of vibe to it. And then once you listen to the EP, I hope it connects the dots and stuff, so.
I love that. I love a like theme that carries on. Now, how does kind of that creative process work for you guys? Is there someone really steering the ship, or is it kind of everyone's in there throwing in their ideas? How does that work for you guys?
I think there's like two different ways we do it. So Josh, the bass player, he comes in with a lot of demos and stuff like that, and we work off that. Different parts to it and turn those into songs. Or sometimes we're in the studio or we're practicing somewhere and songs just kind of come out of nowhere, but it's always a collaboration in the end. It's like every song is collaborated on and we work on it together and we workshop it together in the studio.
That's cool. And especially for Tales of the Yeti EP. Did it kind of, was the final result what you thought it would be?
Oh, it's never, it's, I wouldn't say it's, yeah, it's never what it would
be. Yeah, right, right. Interesting.
Coming to, and then along the way, obviously, we work with a producer, Dave Parkin. Shout out to Blackbird Studios in Perth. And yeah, he's like the sixth member of the band. So when we get in there, we're sharing ideas and we're coming up with stuff a couple of days before the songs get going to get released to all the publishers and stuff. And we're like, oh, chuck that in there. We need another day in the studio. And sometimes the song's exactly the same. And sometimes like that, it's awesome. Because it's just like, yeah, the idea that we had was 100% on point from the get-go. But and then it's also awesome when you hear the old version of the song and then 6 months later the new, and it sounds like a total different song, but yeah, it's special in its
own. Yeah. God, that must be satisfying. I have no musical skills, so I wouldn't know. But tell me about how you guys are live. For those who maybe have never seen you perform live before, what should they be expecting?
A lot of energy. A lot of energy.
Cool.
If they're coming down, it's but also we got those mellow vibes as well. We love to call it like kind of like a roller coaster, you know? So up and down with all the emotions and stuff. And we just want people to feel something, you know, walk out of that gig, remembering something from the gig or just feeling happy overall or feeling like they've related to something and then going home and, you know, and just spreading the message or
coming to the next one.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I love that. That's so cool. And I think, crowds probably really appreciate that. So thank you so much for coming to New Zealand. For our audience out there, November 18th at Loons is when you guys are playing. Are you going to stay in Christchurch for a little bit? Just relax, chill out, see the place?
Sadly, we're only there for one night, so spewing. We'll be back for sure.
Especially yeah, you got to come back. Take your time. Check the place out. Hey, guys, thank you so much for joining me this morning. It's been an absolute pleasure to talk to you. And I'm so, so glad you're coming to tour the country. And, the spirit and attitude you're bringing is just absolutely delightful. So, and I hope you guys get something out of this trip as well. So, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for having us. Lovely to meet you as well. It's been awesome, you know, giving us this exposure as well, especially in beautiful NZ. So, yeah, we're just happy to be here. And, yeah, thank you.
Hey, it is my absolute pleasure. Now, for our audience right now, we're going to play a song off that EP. Because it'd be weird not to. Here's I Feel It. Enjoy. I've got a message I must tell you. My soul what is wanting. The music is calling out to Yahweh. Cause I'm down with it, I'm moving in. I know it's all I